The Pilgrim's Progress, From This World to That Which Is to Come, by John Bunyan. Read by David Shaw Parker. Part 1. The Author's Apology for His Book. When at the first I took my pen in hand, thus for to write, I did not understand that I at all should make a little book in such a mode. Nay, I had undertook to make another, which when almost done before I was aware, I this begun. And thus it was, I, writing of the way and race of saints in this our gospel day, fell suddenly into an allegory about their journey and the way to glory. In more than 20 things which I set down, this done, I 20 more had in my crown, and they again began to multiply, like sparks that from the coals of fire do fly. Nay then, thought I, if that you breed so fast, I'll put you by yourselves, lest you at last should prove ad infinitum, and eat out the book that I already am about. Well, so I did. But yet I did not think to show to all the world my pen and ink in such a mode. I only thought to make I knew not what, nor did I undertake thereby to please my neighbour. No, not I. I did it mine own self to gratify. Neither did I but vacant seasons spend in this my scribble, nor did I intend but to divert myself in doing this from worser thoughts, which make me do amiss. Thus I set pen to paper with delight, and quickly had my thoughts in black and white. For having now my method by the end, still as I pulled it came, and so I penned it down until it came at last to be, for length and breadth, the bigness which you see. Well, when I had thus put mine ends together, I showed them others that I might see whether they would condemn them or them justify. And some said, let them live, some let them die. Some said, John, print it. Others said, not so. Some said, it might do good. Others said, no. Now was I in a strait, and did not see which was the best thing to be done by me. At last I thought, since you are thus divided, I print it will. And so the case decided. For, thought I, some I see would have it done, though others in that channel do not run. To prove, then, who advised for the best, thus I thought fit to put it to the test. I further thought, if now I did deny those that would have it thus to gratify, I did not know, but hinder them I might of that which would to them be great delight. For those which were not for its coming forth, I said to them, offend you, I am loath. Yet, since your brethren pleased with it be, forbear to judge till you do further see. If that thou wilt not read, let it alone. Some love the meat, some love to pick the bone. Yea, that I might them better palliate, I did too with them thus expostulate. May I not write in such a style as this? In such a method, too, and yet not miss mine end, thy good, why may it not be done? Dark clouds bring waters when the bright bring none. Yea, dark or bright, if they their silver drops cause to descend, the earth by yielding crops gives praise to both, and carpeth not at either, but treasures up the fruit they yield together. Yea, so comixes both, that in her fruit none can distinguish this from that. They suit her well when hungry, but if she be full, she spews out both, and makes their blessings null. You see the ways the fisherman doth take to catch the fish. What engines doth he make? Behold, how he engageth all his wits, also his snares, lines, angles, hooks, and nets. Yet fish there be, that neither hook nor line, nor snare, nor net, nor engine can make thine. They must be groped for, and be tickled too, or they will not be catched, whate'er you do. How doth the fowler seek to catch his game? By divers means, all which one cannot name. His gun, his nets, his lime twigs, light and bell, he creeps, he goes, he stands, yea, who can tell of all his postures? Yet there's